apparently.
Yeah,
apparently. Apparently we are on.
Apparently.
Apparently we should put the headphones on to stop screwing around. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Pat Bay Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Hey, they've got big inventory right now. Go down and see them if you're looking for a tractor or a mower or a zero turn. They've got it all in stock and ready to go. They also have the Honda generators. Contrary to popular belief, they still have them in stock. And
those guys.
You can go by and pick one up or give them a call at 226-9226. They're at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or you can get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
So, I've been on the air like 10 years and some change. And so just wanted to let you know, you could find our archives at wethepeopleradio.us. And so you'll have commercial-free archives dating back to 10 years ago. And on lots of topics. A lot of those things are still valid. We don't, we're not always, well, we try not to regurgitate the news every day. So things don't go out of date super fast. So if you'd like to learn about, I don't know, voting or lots of different things, we've interviewed tons of great people. So today, which is January 10th, actually, I was working on today and next week, so which day is it? So today we are talking to Dr. Shizong Chen, and so we're going to do a little update on China, see what they're seeing now that the election has passed and we're sort of into all this next phase of the game here. And in the second hour, we're going to talk with Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional attorney out of Florida, about the non-compliant movie. And I just want you to know we're not in it, which I don't know why they didn't call us. But
I don't know. I don't either. I was waiting.
We're pretty non-compliant.
Yeah.
But the non-compliant movie. And so I thought that was pretty cool. And then next week, hold on here. Next week, I don't want to get this wrong. We have a the first hour is kind of in play, so we don't have that figured out yet. But the second hour, I want you to make sure and listen to, because you've been hearing a lot about the 1619 Project. The one where they kind of want to rewrite history and make that the beginning of the country or whatever so that we can all be racist. I'm completely paraphrasing, have not read the book. but I think that's the gist of what that's all about. And so we have a guy named Peter Wood who's coming on, and he wrote a book called 1620, A Critical Response to the 1619 Project. And he's the president of the National Association of Scholars and an author of that book, former professor of anthropology. So this guy's got tons of credentials. And so he's going to do, I think, an amazing job of debunking that 1619 theory. So if that's something you've been hearing about, annoyed with, like to know more about, like to be able to rebut a little bit more handily, next week, 17th of January 2021 is your week.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Chen is on the phone. Okay,
yeah.
He's on.
Are we going to talk about how China won the election?
I defer to our guest.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, Dr. Chen, what do you think? We haven't talked to you. We haven't talked to you in about a month. So, a lot has happened in the last month.
Oh, too much has happened in a month.
Uh huh.
First of all, before I update with you of what's happening in China now, let me update with you on a few things that happened in China in the past. In year 2001, January 23rd, 2001, seven individuals portrayed to be Falun Gong practitioners, set themselves on fire, the infamous self-immolation stage, and the authority conveniently have cameras rolling from all angles, and the police carried with them fire extinguishers and capture the whole thing. And then within an hour, in a country where all news has to be, disinfected, go through a lot of political correctness exam quickly, broadcast that all over the world. And then you blame that on Falun Gong because those seven people, claim themselves to be Falun Gong, right? So, to put a long story short, I was one of the first to find out that one of the young girl, 7 years, young girl who's, so severely burned that she has to, sent into a hospital and have her trachea to be open, right? Insert the ventilator to help her to breathe, to save her, right? So that's her condition. Mm. However, she was able to talk to the reporters and even sang a song to them.
Right? Wow.
So someone has her, some young girl has her trachea opened, surgery opened, can sing a song. That's pretty marvelous.
That's amazing recovery.
That's incredible because I would think that too would be a problem.
It's not even recovery. For a human being to produce any sound, you have to go through your sound cord, and the trachea is below that.
Right.
So you're bypassing your sound cord and was able to speak.
That's when your singing really comes from the heart.
Okay, so nice. There are many more, questionable scenes. One person who was apparently the leader of the group who set himself on fire has a plastic 7-Up bottle he used to douse gasoline on herself. So that person was burned very badly, but that when camera captured a picture of the whole scene, how he was, all charred all over his body, that 7-Up bottle, a plastic bottle, is miraculously intact and communal.
Survived the ordeal, huh?
Yeah, and also placed on communion placed on his lap, and so this is we have thoroughly debunked that it's a staged, and so that happened on January 23rd, 2001. The government used it to demonize Falun Gong, right?
Any port in a storm, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can make stuff up, then you can say it's real.
Let's push the day back a little bit to April 25th, 1989. 2 days ago, in the city near Beijing, April 23rd, police arrest many Falun Gong practitioners. When other Falun Gong practitioners tried to reason with the authority to release them, they tell Falun Gong practitioners, this came from Beijing, this came from the central government, you have to go to Beijing to do petitions. So over 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners in Beijing went to the government because they were told so that the government will solve their problem. So they went to the petition office in the state council. And so they went to that office. It's an office specifically to receive citizens' grievance. Right? So when they go to that office, there were police waiting there to guide them to the right place. And so because a lot of them didn't know where that petition office is. So the police ran them, let them into a surrounding compound, It turns out that compound is the Chinese Communist Party's leadership compound, right? So that becomes, later becomes a Falun Gong siege of the government, right? Siege, right?
Wow.
Siege would, I mean, I think we've all watched enough Viking movies to know what a real siege looks like. Let's take a really quick break. We're going to come back with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen. You are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? When they move into your neighborhood, they take over but good. They want you all body and soul. Body, then they go. What shall we do about them?
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Oh yeah, not to self promote or anything, but so Dr. Chen, he's been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years. Just in case you were thinking he was just some guy talking about stuff, he began his activism in 1989 when he helped organize supporting activities during the 1989 Beijing student movement. When he was outraged at the June 4th massacre, he founded the Tiananmen Square Foundation and has served as the board of the Press Freedom Guardian and was elected the vice president of the Independent Federation of Chinese Student Scholars in the U.S. There, he's focused a lot on Falun Gong, actually, and there's quite extensive information on his kind of in his bio and attached to his bio. So I hope that you'll go to the website and look at some of that. And we've had him on the show quite a few times. You can always listen back for more in-depth information. And none of that is stuff that's going to be irrelevant tomorrow. These ideas and concepts, we started interviewing people about China back in 2018, long before, or 2019, before people cared about China, really. I mean, just it wasn't a big deal back then. And, well, it's kind of been a big deal.
In the media, it wasn't a big deal.
I lied. It was 2018. It just seems like such a long time ago. So it's been a little over 2 years. And turns out you really don't know what you're looking at unless you have a really wide backstory on what goes on in China from people who come from China. I think that's kind of a good source. So anyway, back to you, Dr. Chen. We didn't ever talk about what we were going to talk about today, so we're just sort of, you know. We're just sort of your humble audience.
Mm-hmm. So, now I got a year wrong when I say the April 25th event, that was 1999. But in 1989, there was a riot. Now we're talking about riot. Okay, remember that word is a riot.
Huh?
On June 4th, 1989, military roamed into Beijing and carried out a massacre. And then the authority published some photos of soldiers, military soldiers who were hanged and charred, killed and burned by the rioting students and citizens. Right? And so that becomes the justification of the military's massacre. Right? And a few years later, that soldier, supposed to be killed, right, and burned, appears somewhere else.
Oh.
And still alive.
Wow, that's a pretty neat trick.
Yeah. And then, of course, the government has conveniently, deleted all the of the report. I don't remember whether Twitters was shut down at that time, though. So this is so familiar. And the three incidents I'm just sharing with the audience now, check them out in the news. They are still like what I'm told, minus the part of the disposing the government's setup. So when I look at the January 6th, I'm in San Diego, but later when I look some of the videos or some footage and photos, I said, huh, why that looks so familiar? Mm-hmm. But please, opening the gate, welcoming the rioters, and then taking a photo with them. Right? This is, if those politicians are so quick to condemn the criminals who brought violence, who stormed the Capitol,
mm-hmm.
it would be the police. The police were the ones that is most responsible for all this. But I guess we'll never find out until we got this country back. So when I say we got this until we got this country back, I recall a month ago, a week after the election, I was on this program. At that time, I compared this election to 1776, the Independence War, and 1863, the Civil War. But I was wrong. Our program, as Aaron just mentioned, we're a little bit ahead of the curve in projecting where America's will be going, but at that time I was too slow. I never anticipated that this country was actually doomed at that time, because after that we see our judiciary branch is broken. It is not that the judiciary look at the evidence and then issued a judgment that this is a fair election, right? The judiciary completely reject to even look at evidence, right? There's a dispute. But precisely because there's a dispute, our judiciary branch was set up by the Constitution to deal with this. When such an important branch, supposedly a branch set up to check and balance, when that stopped functioning, that means the Constitution is dead. That branch is dead. That branch is broken. Right? So our Constitution is dead. And the federalism, this country's another foundation of this country, the federalism of the state is dead, because when multiple states actively promote fraud, they change law, illegally change law, and promote fraud, and in fact suppress observers, lawful observers, from observing the election, how can the people, us, count on the state to defend them against any federal tyranny?
Well, it's kind of interesting, too, because some of those states were presented with people who had evidence and complaints. Some of them went to court, some didn't. But like in the case of Pennsylvania, all of a sudden on Monday, mm-hmm. they issue a letter and want mm-hmm. The seating of the electors delayed because they found a whole bunch of problems.
Mm-hmm.
But They already certified their electors. It's like,
Dr. Chen, how do you view, or what do you think China? How are they viewing this election at this point? I mean, what do you think their reaction is, and does it change their actions going forward?
They're doing. How would they feel? This is their doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is their specific doing. The interfering, changing, it's not even interfering, they're changing the result of this election. Plus, this is a sudden death, okay? As far as I'm concerned, the constitutional America found, you know, since 1787, that America's dead, right? The America, you know, founded in 1776, whether that will survive will remain to be seen, right? But the country, you know, since 1787, the Constitution of America is dead, right? But that is the result. That's the sudden death, right? But if the sudden death is caused by a slow infection, a slow infiltration from the CCP since 1989. Right? So this whole thing, the end result, is dictated, fostered by the CCP. And so they're looking at this result, I'm sure they were celebrating, smiling.
And do you think they'll step up their activities that they've been conducting for years now? Do you think that pace will increase now?
I think it is already increasing. I have seen reports that as soon as Biden, I don't know how I should call him. I don't consider him a president. Maybe I should call him a fraud president. I don't know. I mean, when the CCP already planning to send their top diplomats to visit D.C. quickly, probably reminding Biden, hey, we have financed your son. It's time to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they're going to step up soon. And so China is going to also increase its pressure on the country. North Korea already announced resuming their development of nuclear weapons.
Yeah, why not?
Already. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nobody there to stop them. We have to take another quick break here, but when we come back, I'd like to know. There are all these stories that have been floating around, since the election. The president had watermarked a bunch of the ballots, and so he was going to uncover all the voter fraud. And I don't even know if you could count how many, but a lot of stories out there, like theories of things that were going to come in and save the day. Some of them have just made people perpetually angry. A few of them have been true, but I'd like your opinion when we come back on how much of that you think is stoked by the Chinese. Because if I was the Chinese, that's what I'd be doing. I'd be writing stories to keep everybody off balance, but they didn't call me, so I don't really have any direct knowledge. We'll be right back with our guest.
They haven't called you yet.
They called you Beijing Bill. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's Chairman.
You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay. We got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down. We can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. I know there
for good.
And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams on which I'm dying are the best I ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world.
Might have to make that the national anthem. So what do you think? How, it seems like a great tool that the Chinese would use to get these things onto, say, conservative blogs and whatnot, and leak out like potential, you know, 11th hour plans that the whole thing will be saved. Is that the Chinese, you think?
Did you read the report? I think it was
which one?
Yesterday. From yesterday, the inspector of the intelligence community issued a, I think it was a 14-page report, exposing that analysts, our intelligence community analysts, with influence by politics, to downplay the Chinese government or the Chinese Communist Party's influence of our election. And Mr. Redcliffe, the director of National Intelligence,
right,
also, also issued a report saying that because some of his staff, he's in charge of 17, different entities, America Intelligence Collecting Agency, people under him could not agree. In fact, they were against putting China on spotlight, so he couldn't even produce this report. That report supposed to came out by a presidential executive. It came out on December 18th, and couldn't come out. And that is how influential, how deeply the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated this country. It has the power to influence, to change this country's intelligence collection and report. So, intelligence, if intelligence is important, eyes and ears of this country, the Chinese government or Chinese Communist Party now has the ability to change that.
That's terrifying.
Think about that. Yeah. There are plenty of evidence on that. And now people are disputing on this fact. To me, the dispute is no longer... The dispute doesn't matter even more right now. This country is in a much deeper crisis. Right? When I say this country is dead, and people will dispute with me. And I say, that proves the point, because the crisis of this country is not whether there's a dispute, is that this country suppressed, to shut down any disagreement. Because in the past, if we have disagreement, if the disagreement is important enough and has national implication, this will go to the Supreme Court. Now the Supreme Court refuses to listen to any of that. And so the damage is worse than not looking at this election, the dispute of this election. But that damage, that ruined our legal system, how will this fact rejecting, evidence denying court will ever be able to tell its witness to place their hand, left hand on Bible, and raise their hand and sigh, and vow that I will only speak on about the truth, all the truth, not part of the truth, nothing but the truth. The truth doesn't even matter anymore.
No. No, they'll have to place their hand over the little red book and then swear on that. So
it's just and it's difficult because although we're all required to take civics, I think oftentimes we forget to shut off our cell phones, Chairman Bill. It's such a sad song too. You get a happier song if you're going to interrupt us. Can you play something happier? I just think that people forget we have three co-equal branches of government. So if Congress could roll in, the vice president in particular could roll in and just, you know, we're not going to seat these guys. We're going to have a different outcome of the election. That'd be horrible. And I don't think people really want that. I think that was kind of a last-ditch effort that was out there, but that our Constitution has a lot more checks and balances than that. But when the entire judiciary, goes on vacation, yeah, that's not good.
Well, I think a good example of silencing the press. I mean, what do you know about the disappearance of Jack Ma? Do you know? Has anybody heard from him lately?
Who is it?
The founder of Alibaba. I think he was like the richest.
We haven't, nobody knows. So, there's no report. But that's in China. Anybody know where President Trump is? Anybody care? This brings me back to President Lincoln. Before he became President Lincoln, he gave his famous House Divided speech. Right? The House Divided can never stand. Now, that's what we remember. But there's even more important conclusion in his speech. Right? He continued to say, because this house cannot stand, the house against it cannot stand, so this house will become one. Either this house will be all slave or free. Right? So it cannot be half slave, half, free. That's exactly where this country is now. This country has half of the people believing in facts, one set of facts, the other half believing in a different set of facts, right? So that's where we are. This country, last time when we were on the program, when I was on the program, I said, if we do not resolve this election, this country is going to be a two parallel universe, two sets of people having different standards. This country will not have a common ground of accepting facts, accepting evidence as evidence. It will have a different set of standards to admitting or recognizing facts, and this will, this will affect whether this country, American, will ever have the courage to say lies are not true. And that is what is at stake. And we're there. We're there now. We're right now, right there. I have seen that. I came from China. I know what this like. What that is like.
Yep, sure.
And I cannot emphasize enough to Americans. This country is at that point now. And I cannot emphasize that enough. If we don't pay attention to this, we're moving there.
Well, we did,
and that's why I think
a show with June, kind of a long time ago, I mean, a couple of years ago. I should find the list and repost it on Today. In fact, I will. But it was a list of all the things that the Communist Party, you know, the list of things that they wanted before your country would basically fall and turn into them. I'll find it on the break. It was really good. And one of them was, you know, capture the media, silence everybody. I mean, there were those.
Control the education system. Yeah.
It's a very telling list when you read it with the backdrop of today. But the other one that really struck me that I had seen it, but it didn't really mean anything, was to make all the art formless and shapeless and ugly. Take away anything that's beautiful, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. about your history. And that was all very mm-hmm. much from the Chinese playbook. And I look at what we've been doing the last few years I'm using the term mm-hmm. we very loosely, but getting rid of statues, getting rid of teaching history, all of those things, that's all part of it. I mean, this has been a long, slow climb. And no good news at the end of that. So, and the media obviously has to be completely in the bag for them. And as long as they are, people have a very difficult time getting the word out. So we'll play our ode to the media here as we go out. And we'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Can get back to being one voice.
Everybody doesn't ever agree on any, you know, the single agreement, I think, is kind of what you have. That's the dream of the Chinese. But it's the 45 goals from the Naked Communist to overthrow the mm-hmm. United States by Cleon Skousen, written in 1958. That's what I was mm-hmm. referencing. And I will post that on today's page. We talked about that back in November 18th of 2018 is a long time ago, and it seemed really true then. And 2 years later,
2 years later, they've accomplished most of it.
Seems slightly more fitting today.
More. Yeah, more. Mm-hmm. And this country is now divided at the most important foundation that is whether we would acknowledge fact as fact, truth as truth. And so, since we are divided, so therefore we are as divided, if not more, as, you know, when Lincoln gave his speech. So all his arguments also stand. So eventually this country will become all accepting facts or denying facts, all for freedom of speech or against of freedom of speech. It looks like now that freedom in this country is shut down. I'm sure you know yesterday, Apple, Google, remove power, the app,
mm-hmm.
social media app, and Amazon is going to shut down the server for Parler. Parler is a social media app, and President Trump, since he was shut down by Twitter, Facebook, is moving his platform to Parler. Yeah, so this big country is going to kill Parler. And so that's where this country is moving towards. And that's like, that would turn this country like the communist China. But I'm afraid that is not the ultimate goal of Chinese Communist Party. Because I still see half of this country, if not more, are still fighting for this country, fighting for the freedom of this country. And among those people, the strongest to me are people, the church people, people with faith. And the Communist Party of Krasnoyarsk, for us who, people who have belief, right? Of course we believe there are higher forms of being, and that's called faith, right? And so there are righteous God, but there are also archangels, there are demons. Right? So the Chinese Communist Party is only the human existence of the communist demon. There's a communist demon in other dimensions. So that demon is trying to destroy our connection with the divine. This country, the United States, is not formed by our Constitution. It's not based on three branches. Those come later. The United States was formed on American citizens voluntarily sharing their God bestowed rights, like claim in the Declaration of Independence, where all men are created equal, endowed with certain inalienables from our creators. So it is those unalienable rights from our Creator that gave the birth to this country. Americans share their God-given rights to form this country. When those rights are now involuntarily taken by the Dominion machine, by the leftists, by the Chinese Communist Party, by this, globalist country. It is our God-given right to take back our God-given rights. And so that is what the communist demon are most afraid of. And so that's what they're going to try to take away from us. And that is their ultimate goal. And they are trying to cut our connection with our divine source. And I see this country will have a new generation. If our founding fathers were the ones that bring this country into existence, now this country is calling for a new generation of saving fathers to save this country from being destroyed. And I see those people come from the true believers, courageous people. And this country has, fortunately, this country still has large enough number of people who believe in God, who believe in spirit, righteous spirit. And I don't know in what form that is going to come, but I think that's where will this country come back. And that's where it's going to, the force. And I see President Trump will lead that battle. And this is why the leftists are so desperate trying to impeach him. I mean, think about it. There's only 12 days left. Why are they so desperate?
Mm-hmm.
Because they are afraid President Trump is going to lead the new generation of saving fathers to bring this country back for the people, to defend our God-given rights.
You know, it's interesting because I've asked a lot of angry, hysterical people on the left who informed me I was a fascist. And let's see, I'm also a, what am I? I'm committing treason and sedition and a bunch of other stuff. I've been very busy this last week, doing a lot of bad things. But I ask them, you know, are you happy about how the election turned out? Well yes, I like Joe Biden. Okay, are you happy about the House and the Senate? Well, yes, I'm happy about that. Like, you don't sound very happy. Like, if this is you being happy, don't call me when you're not happy. It's just very interesting now here in this last little bit when apparently it's all going their way. We're going to just completely have a meltdown. One thing to let people know, though, the House of Representatives calendar for this upcoming year was put out in December. And if you email me, I'd be happy to send you a copy, or it's online, I'm sure. But the longest they're in session is like 9 days at any given time, which tells you that they don't think they're going to pass a lot. So don't throw in the towel yet. That's how we definitely lose, is if we throw in the towel. That won't actually work.
No.
Dr. Chen, we love talking to you,
mm-hmm.
and we love getting your perspective on things, and we will do this again very soon. And please shoot me an email if something's coming up that you think we may have missed that you'd like to get on the air, because you follow this a lot tighter than we do.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a million, and we're sorry we only had an hour for you today, but we're happy to hear from you. And Dr. Shizong Chen, our good friend here in the U.S. who has lots of great perspective on China. We will be right back with Chris Ann Hall and the non-compliant movie. We'll talk about that. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.